Feingold pledges to reintroduce a bill that would give housing vouchers to 100,000 more low-income people. The measure would also provide new money to build, rehab, or preserve housing for the very poor and bring back funding for a crime-fighting effort in public housing. The Democratic senator also wants a national housing trust fund similar to something the city of Milwaukee just started. Feingold told a Martin Luther King Day breakfast in Milwaukee that the bill is needed across Wisconsin.
Now, one of the biggest challenges we face here in Wisconsin is making sure that everyone who needs it has a decent roof over their heads for themselves and their families. But access to affordable housing remains out of reach for too many Americans throughout this state and in this city.
Feingold says his bill would cost $400 million just for the housing construction and rehab program. He's still adding up the overall price tag, but says it won't be a budget breaker.
There'll be something to cover it, rather than just building a hole in the deficit. We'll find a program, which I've already identified a couple of good ideas, things we don't need to pay for something we do need.
Feingold says the money for housing could come by cutting out some planned F-22 fighter jets, eliminating a technology program in the Federal Commerce Department, and slicing funding for energy research with fossil fuels. That could mean opposition for Feingold from the military, the business community, and the coal and oil industries. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.